Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
The destination for Boston sports fans.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station. This is Patriots Monday on WEEI. Patriots Monday is brought to you by Kubota, Northeast Electrical, and Town Fair Tire.
In this hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
Same OG, but I've been low key, hated on by most these with no cheese.
All right.
No deals and no G's, no wheels.
If it's Martin Luther King Day, Jermaine Wiggins is working. We are in
that
this morning.
True.
Wiggy, Coco, Ken.
He looks thrilled about it, doesn't he?
He's always in a good mood, though.
To be honest, there's nobody better than Wiggy when it comes to showing up on time, prepared, good guy to everybody. Nothing sticks to him. I love Jermaine
Wiggins.
You know
what day I am taking off, though?
Oh,
St. Patty's Day.
Okay. I'll work that day.
Is that because you're Irish?
Right.
Yeah.
We don't
well,
talk
I would
about
be
that.
Taking off Columbus Day.
Dump that. We had Bill Belichick on just before the segment. He was, I thought, all things considered, in a relatively good mood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He discussed the future, how he goes with his contract, and he'll be back next year, but he took umbrage with the fact that I asked about it being year to year. We have some positive thoughts on Mac Jones. I thought the comments regarding the players' off-field endeavors and social justice efforts, I thought was interesting that he chose to single that out. I'm curious about the future of Slater and McCourty when it comes to the leadership of this team, but very interested in what you all have to say. 617-779-7937. We will get to Jermaine Wiggins' takeaways in 2 minutes. So do not get out of your car. It's gross out anyway.
He's smoking hot, too.
Let's go to Lloyd in Worcester. Good morning, Lloyd. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Let's get down to business.
Oh, it's Tiesto's birthday.
Listen, I want to wish best wishes to Greg, but I want to remind him, don't break your hip getting out of the pool with all those teenagers.
I actually did receive a video of him by the
pool.
Yeah,
I got a laugh out of the wigster. It's awesome.
What's on your mind?
Look, I do have something serious to talk about. I have noticed a personality change in Bill Belichick. I mean, you guys asked him a question this morning. He talked for 3 or 4 straight minutes. I mean, is it too crazy for me to think that maybe he's just ready to hang it up because he's tired of hearing everyone say that he doesn't really have a personality, and maybe he's just ready to say it, call it quits, let McDaniels have the job, and move on. I mean, the man has made $20 million a year for as long as we've been breathing, so I don't know. What more do you have to prove?
Well, Lloyd, I don't think that financial things are what drives Bill Belichick. I mean, almost all the coaches in football at this point basically have enough money for their kids, to live an okay life. But I really think the challenge in the team building is the element that drives him, and I think he is cognizant. I think all of us at certain points in our life will be towards the end, and you start considering how you're remembered and those around you. And the people that have been closest to Bill, I always remember Lenny Clark would come on our show and he'd say, this Bill is nothing like the Bill I knew. And I would always be like, what are you talking about? But I hear that enough, and we've heard it this year. I think he enjoys Wiggy. I think he liked this show. I thought he liked the manner in which the interviews were conducted by Greg, who did a great job all year with these. And I think when you're closing in on the end, not saying this is the end, but when you see your end in sight, you start thinking about how you'll be remembered and you want to treat people well.
Do you think he really cares, though, about, like, you know, what John Smith thinks of him in Roxbury? Like, I don't think he cares about that per se. I think when you're having winning seasons, I think you can act as, however you want. Now it's a season where you're not winning all your games and you're losing in wild card weekend. And I think that shows a softer side to somebody. You can't be this hard-o coach 24-7 if you're not winning every game and winning in really unbelievable fashion.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think what people say about him bothers him.
Right.
He's kind of cut from that cloth.
But don't you think people in his life care about what other people say about
him?
Yeah,
that now that I yes, that I completely agree, which I think
And who
like,
makes all the decisions in all of our lives?
Linda, the woman, right? So I agree. She probably has it, and it frustrates her more than anything. But he probably says, hey, listen, you know what? These are just people. Don't let it bother you. You know what I mean? Like kind of we all do, you know? But you know, if you do have a great woman at your side, they're always going to feel like more for you, for your pain. And they're going to want to, you know, they're going to want to say stuff. For me, the biggest thing is, and he said it, and it's with all players, you know, coaches, it's what am I doing with my life when I no longer have what I love and I'm passionate about more than anything, and I've been doing it forever. So, like, as a player, when you take the game away from us, and that's why I don't think Tom is retiring, especially when you're doing it at a high level.
Ooh, we're going to get to why he may be, because right. I have a co-signer like you read about.
Right. So, like, what am I doing? Like, Bill says it. I love the challenges that come with being a coach. I love the fact that every day we got to figure out, you know what? What do we need to do? What are my responsibilities? It's a result-driven business. I love team building. All. And if he's not doing that, what are you doing? See, it's difficult for regular people to understand because regular people, they can start.
Who do you mean regular people?
Like regular people, meaning like people who work regular jobs who can start them when they're 22 years old or 23 and work till they're 65 years old. And it might be in a field that they love. This is something that they can always do. You know, they can do into their 70s and they love it. Like, so for a football player, or a coach, you that passion and what you do and what makes you, when it's gone, you ask the question, who am I?
Yeah.
What am I? You know, when you don't have football no more.
Your identity is all of a sudden gone and you can't control it.
Right, and you could be 35 years old trying to figure out where, as like I said, if you're like a regular person.
A seamstress.
Well, if you're, you know what, you have an identity. Athletes, you look for that, and even coaches, because you know that your next coaching job now builds a little bit different. His identity is, okay, what am I when I'm not coaching?
Right, it's a good point. Well, I don't want to not come through on a great tease, so we have to get to Wiggy's takeaways right now from Saturday night's debacle.
Number five,
you have to figure out what you are on the edge of your offensive line. Both of your tackles. Well, Trent Brown's going to be a free agent. Isaiah Wynn, I don't think that's really what he is. I know he didn't play in the game. You have to find out what your offensive line is. The inside, I think you're pretty solid on the inside with Shaq Mason, David Andrews, and Karras. But what are you on the outside? And that, to me, is going to be the biggest thing that we're going to be looking at moving forward.
Number four.
Courtney, you brought this up, but I feel like this is something that we've been beating the drum. Is you need an elite wide receiver. You need a legitimate number one wide receiver because you saw in this game the other night, they don't have that guy. And those other guys are good role players, but they can't carry a football team. They're not the Steph Diggs. You know, I don't even know if they're the Isaiah McKenzie's or some of these other guys. You have to find a legit number one elite wide receiver that teams have to defend. You look at every playoff game, the Tampa Bay Bucks, Mike Evans. You look at the Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb. Every playoff team has that guy except you.
And by the way, just a co-sign with you, Wiggs, on that. They have to trade for that receiver because we can't go through the draft. Bill has been great. Wes Welker, Randy Moss,
right.
He trades for good receivers, great receivers.
Right.
In the draft, not so much.
Right.
So,
number three.
Number three, you have to make a decision on J.C. Jackson. Are you willing to pay this guy $20 million a year? Because he did have a great year, regardless of what people, you know, want to look at your season. I think he was one of the either number the best corner in the NFL when it came to quarterback rating, or he was in the top three. And he ended up the season with 7 or 8 interceptions. He's going to be making a ton of money. We're talking $20-plus million a year. Are you going to pay him that money? Because if you don't, now you have an issue, because who's on the other side of J.C. Jackson? We know there's nobody right now. And if you lose J.C. Jackson, you have no corners.
Would you pay him?
I'd pay him. Hell yeah.
Number two.
And we talk about their defense. And I think another thing that we talked about the elite wide receiver. You need an elite linebacker or linebackers, whether they're edge guys like you saw last night in Pittsburgh, like with a T.J. Watt type of guy.
Where did Chase Winovich go?
What about Josh Uche?
What happened to these guys?
I think Winovich is doing something like for beard oil for his beard or something like that.
Beard oil? I like it. I'm going to get invested in that.
His hair is phenomenal.
And what's crazy is that they have drafted some of these linebackers. You brought up Uche. You brought up Chase Winovich. There's the kid.
Juwan Bentley.
Jennings. Bentley's going to be a free agent. The other kid from Michigan who was hurt. So they've drafted like linebackers, but none of these guys are panning out. You need elite linebackers. Like, you need that guy. Well, you know, you see Micah Parsons. We talked about Devin White down in Tampa Bay. You just are missing that element.
And to be fair, the reason why those teams, like Devin White was the fifth pick in the draft. So if you want to get those players, you're going to have to suck a lot worse than they did this year in the draft.
Number one,
and I think this is the biggest question that a lot of people are going to want to know, what is Mac Jones? Is Mac Jones a guy that can stand there and swim in the same pool with Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow? If Deshaun Watson ends up coming to the AFC East, you know, some of these other quarterbacks that you look at, or is he a guy that you is more like a Jimmy Garoppolo, where you have to build your team around and you have to have a good running game, you have to have a very good defense? What is Mac Jones? Is he the long-term answer? Is he the guy that after next season, if he doesn't put up the numbers or we don't see that big leap, are we saying, what do we have here? I think that is the biggest question mark that we are going to have to find out. He had a very good rookie year, but now let's see if he can get in the deep end of the pool.
All right. A-plus job all year with the takeaways, Jermaine Wiggins. We have Ken Laird giving us what's trending right now. But coming up next, a poll question that shows, once again, Chris Curtis has the voice of the fan.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI. Coming up at 8, it's Boomer Esiason. Pats offseason is here. 21st pick in the draft for your Pats. That's locked in. That'll be April 28th in Nevada, I believe. Patriots with several free agents. Matthew Slater, Devin McCourty, Dante Hightower, J.C. Jackson, Wiggy, you were talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Bentley, Jamie Collins, and, of course, the coaches who may depart as well. We had Bill Belichick on just a bit ago. We'll replay that in the 8 o'clock hour. One phrase that I thought was interesting, Curtis, one little Laird takeaway. We went through a lot of changes at the beginning of the season. Do you think Bill, in some form or fashion, uses that as an excuse, the Cam switchover? First of all, I'm taking that as Cam. Like, we made an abrupt change at quarterback with our leader, and it took a little while to get this team together.
I mean, I can see that. I also think it was interesting yesterday within the transcript that Mike Reese tweeted out. He noted specifically that the last 2 years they have had to, quote, had to deal with things and adjust to them. So he does the same post-Brady look back as we do as well.
Yep. Last night it was the Steelers taking a 7-0 lead, and then they got blown out. 42-21 right. Chiefs. That capped off super wild card weekend, except for tonight, Curtis. When you get your Monday night game, we'll have it on WEEI, Rams and Cardinals.
Has a weekend of football ever been less super than super wild card weekend?
Yeah, but that's why the divisional round is always the best. People get too excited for the wild card. Yeah. This weekend is great.
The Dallas game was probably what you think Dallas and Cincinnati were the best games. And another guy that you might have to be concerned about coming to the AFC is one Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's right, the Broncos.
And Russell Wilson. Scuttlebutt this morning, he wants out.
And very interesting stat. By the way, I was wondering why Bill was asking or bringing up the works of service of McCourty and Slater. Obviously, today, Martin Luther King Day is when we honor people with service. But the I just totally did a Wiggy. What were we just talking about?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the
CTE kicking in?
CTE definitely kicked in. But go ahead, Ken. I don't know what I was going to say.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And you seemed like you were going to rebound there, and then it shut down again.
It came
again.
Back, and then it was gone.
Wow. This is frightening.
You were talking about Bill and him talking about the off-the-field stuff between McCourty and Slater, and that was it. And then you just drew a blank.
I just totally drew a blank.
It's like, so scary. What was the guy's name in 51st States, 10 Second Tom?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I brought that up to him when you did that last week. I love that movie.
See, this is the impact, kids, of years of heavy drinking.
Oh, my God.
Put the bottle down.
Put down the bong.
Bengals at Titans, followed by 49ers at Packers. That'll be Saturday and Sunday. Of course, Brady gets the winner of tonight's game. Bills at the Chiefs will be the primetime Sunday night, 6:30 next week. Celtics today as well. Matinee game at 12:30, and that's what's trending now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's the Craig Hill Morning Show.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wait.
On WEEI.
That's going to be, this isn't a tease, I guess this is a spoiler alert. That will be the last song played at our wedding.
All right.
Wow. That song is one of my all-time favorites. And when they play it at a wedding, you're like, meh, this. And then everybody gets into it, and it's a different energy.
And it is not Blink-182.
Who is it?
Yeah, it's...
Never mind, Curtis. Just keep going on. But it's rare that I play a song that Coco likes, so that's a winner today.
So, quick note, I was totally went blank when I was going to bring up the fact that the Ravens have two compensatory picks this draft because an assistant coach, David Culley, was promoted and hired as a head coach by another NFL team, which is a new policy that they enacted to get more diversity within the head coaching ranks. So if Jerod Mayo is hired by the Broncos, by the Texans, by any of these squads, next year the Patriots get two compensatory picks, which was, I thought, pretty interesting. Third-round picks are not exactly easy to navigate. I mean,
but
that's
see,
a pretty good value.
That doesn't make sense. Why would the team he left get the picks for him? Wouldn't it be the team that hired him? I thought that was what the stupid rule was for.
Because I think a big issue is that there are not enough coordinators. There are not enough people in the positions of color that get the head coaching jobs. Okay. So by encouraging teams to hire and promote African-American coaches from within, you then would help navigate the crisis they find themselves in with just one African-American head coach.
Yeah, and I remember they put that rule in, some that weird rule last year, and a lot of people were like, really?
Yeah.
So in order for you to hire coaches, there has to be some type of incentive.
Quid pro quo.
Yeah.
And the Greg Hill Show has a poll question. Are you rooting for Tom Brady now that the Patriots have been eliminated? about 1,000 votes already. 65% of the respondents say they're rooting for Tom Brady.
Ugh.
But how low is that? That is so demeaning to Brady.
What?
He was a superstar here, won the greatest star of all time in the NFL, only gets 65% of the people rooting for him?
If I
that
listen,
doesn't strike you as low?
People come up to me and act like I'm the a-hole that I root for Tom Brady. I'm in the majority by far.
By far, 65%?
30% plurality, Ken.
What, I mean, actually, 36% now say they're not rooting for Brady. Wait, right. Don't you think that's the bigger story?
You're such... Why do you hate the man? What did he do to you?
36% of the people hate him. That's what this is saying. That's amazing.
36% are not... They are Patriots fans only. That makes sense to me.
I thought it would have been higher. Like
thank you.
80,
that's my whole point.
80%. Yeah. You know, now that the Pats were out, I thought there would be a lot of people that would be... I thought the number would be higher, but...
And I thought it would be higher just simply because of my experience watching the game on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I've never been watching a game in a public setting, and maybe it was because I've been sober, so I'm picking up on things more, I guess, maybe. Mm-hmm. But looking around, and people didn't care if the Pats were down however amount. People were just...
What?
Partying. It was.
Where do you go to watch games?
I watched at Lincoln.
Oh, that's why.
It was a different experience. I've never experienced that before.
They're not worried about. They're worried about getting the best selfie. You think they really care about the game?
I don't know. There's usually big fans there, I was surprised by it.
If you weren't disappointed and completely upset and completely like watching this game, ready to throw something through the television. Then I don't know what the hell you were doing because Saturday night I was like, what the hell is going? It was I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
To be a Pats fan, I was like, people are laughing at us across the country,
and people are loving it because we're so hated to begin with. Yeah. That this is just adding salt to the wound.
Yeah, and I think that the other thing that we discussed, Coco, about your night is that these people wait outside of the restaurant for hours, missing the game in the freezing cold,
right.
Like. There's a liquor store right next to Lincoln.
Yeah.
Go home, watch the game, have half price everything because you paid for it at the store.
Yep.
And you can actually see what's going on.
And you know what? Be nice to the bouncers and the people that are working in the restaurant industry right now, because Saturday night was a tough night for people that work in the restaurant industry, or especially at a sports bar, because you have so many people trying to get in to watch a game. You have this new vaccine card mandate in place, so you're dealing with that. And it's freezing. So these lines, people were so rude to the bouncers. It's not their fault. It was... People need to chill.
Well, that's because the millennials have the FOMO. They got the FOMO bad, so they got to go to the game. Rather than, like you said, go to the liquor store, have you a nice cocktail, mix it up, and watch it from your house rather than standing outside of the bar looking through the window and freezing your hoo-ha's off.
Millennials live on Instagram.
Your hoo-ha's off?
Yeah.
That is something. Even if when I was that age, I didn't want to miss a snap. Like, what are these people doing?
Anyways, and I wasn't waiting in line.
Right.
Well, you're Wiggy, so I'm sorry.
No, but even before that, I
had to pay people to go with me, but it was fun. Nonetheless, let's get to Courtney in the news.
It's time for...
I'm saying goodbye.
What are you talking about?
Enjoy.
The news.
LB, what are you doing? Are you serious? You're just leaving?
With your host...
Where are you going?
Courtney Cox.
I think LB just left the radio station. Seriously, folks, this is not a joke.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Not doing this for the ratings. 978 texter. All right, we'll be right back.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, my bad. I got to do the sponsor read here. One second. All right. The news is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, where they're offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90%. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. Go ahead, Courtney.
Well, we just brought it up, but the new vaccine mandate went into place on Saturday, which was a tough day for restaurants and bars. It marked the first day of Boston Mayor Michelle Wu's Be Together initiative, which requires customers and employees at many businesses to show proof they have received the COVID-19 vaccine. It applies to restaurants, bars, gyms, entertainment venues, and more. Now, Wu had some protesters that were out and about during this day in history, and here is what Wu had to say to the protesters.
And it is a citywide policy decision. I am happy to be held accountable for that. Please, as you are out and about in our city, do not heckle our restaurant owners and small business employees. This is a policy that is meant to be a public health support for all of us. It is not on the shoulders of our small business owners, and I will continue to stand with them.
So if it's not on their shoulders, then why would you put this thing,
right,
enact this thing?
I mean, by definition, it's on their shoulders.
Yeah. Right.
They have to enact the policy.
Right. And it doesn't make sense that, like, do you need to do that to go in a grocery store?
It doesn't say grocery store.
Right, so,
on this.
Like, this whole policy, and she never answers any questions. I watch a few things here and there, and she never really answers any questions. I remember when the poor lady, the pregnant police officer, was peppering her questions, and she couldn't say anything. But why, if it's a mandate, why isn't it for every indoor place?
Right. And if you want to put that in place, I think, then you need to supply these restaurants with somebody that's going to handle it at the front door. Because these poor people that are standing out in the cold that just need to check IDs. Now it's another whole level and they have to deal with, you know, the comments under their breath or people getting aggressive.
Right.
It's just too much. And what I said Saturday with people waiting in lines, bars on Saturday had to deal with it the most. Here's Michael Kane, who went to Game On to watch the Pats game.
Oh, I was asked to show my vaccination card. It was super simple, very easy, no real issue at all. If you get it on your phone, that's the best way to do it.
So
all
there's
right.
Yeah, so you could
seems
be positive
like it's pretty easy.
Because if you know when you're going up, I already had mine out. I had my ID. I was ready to go. If you make it easy for them, but you know there's going to be people that don't want to do that.
Well, the only people who don't make it easy are the people who are not vaccinated.
Right.
Right.
That would be the only reason.
They're called
why.
Gregs.
Well, we don't know.
That's
don't
right.
Know.
Hey.
Maybe hey.
I don't HIPAA.
Yep. We don't know.
Yep.
Dollar Tree's recent decision to end the $1 prices after 35 years and raise most items at the store to $1.25, so it should not be called Dollar Tree anymore, has incited an angry response from many loyal customers, whether it was Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. They were out and about once this decision came. Here's one unidentified man who is not happy with the store.
But you know how bad it's going to be that I can't afford to go to a Dollar Tree now? Do you understand that? Do y'all understand what y'all doing, Dollar Tree? The world needs to stop changing. For 35 years, y'all was under a dollar. For 35 years, y'all were under a dollar. And now y'all excited? Ain't nobody excited but y'all. Nobody. What the hell y'all gonna sell that can't be a dollar? Like, seriously, like what can I go in there and buy? Some meat? I ain't gonna buy no damn meat out of Dollar Tree. What I like going into and buying a Dollar Tree steak? Well, like for $8, what Dollar Tree, bro? Dollar Tree got the filet mignon, bro. It ain't even wrapped in bacon, dog. It's wrapped in that little red tape that's around the bologna.
I went into a dollar store yesterday outside of Boston. There were only two things they were selling: tacks and autographed 8x10s of Jermaine Wiggins and the Snowball
for a dollar. I don't get why you're tripping. So it's $1.25. You can't come up with an extra 25 cents,
right?
We're talking about a dollar.
Yeah,
stop it.
It's not like they jumped to $10.
I mean, it is unbelievable, though. Who the hell would sell a filet mignon for a dollar? That would not be a filet I'd buy.
There's I don't think there's any food in there except for the
like
little
candy.
Yeah, the little popcorn. What are they called? Fiddle Diddles? What the hell's the name of it? Like, what's the caramel covered popcorn?
Crunch and Munch?
No, it's called like Fiddle.
Cracker Jacks?
Yeah, but they're like Cracker Jacks, but it's called Fiddle something.
Huh.
Google it.
Fiddler on the Roof?
I'll Google it.
Fiddle Faddle?
Is that what it's called?
Fiddle Sticks?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, you just throwing names out there now.
Last Friday, how about this? Independence High School in Ohio, they realized they didn't have enough cafeteria workers. This supply chain issues, you know, and shortages when it comes
Fiddle
to
faddle.
Workers. Fiddle
that's
Faddle.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I didn't know if you were joking.
Huh.
Okay.
Well, they didn't have enough workers to work at the school in the cafeteria, so they had to place a massive pizza order for everybody. Here's the owner of Romito's Pizza, Mike Connors.
We're all in a pickle right now. I mean, we're short-staffed. Everybody's short-staffed. It's a weird time. They wanted some pizza. We got on the phone last night, got a few people involved, did some extra prep work last night, and I think it's a good thing for them. They like it a lot, and I hope it's a good treat for them.
I was a big pizza for lunch person when I was in high school.
Mm. Ugh. School lunch was horrible when I was in Eastie. The worst ever. The only thing that was good.
Tots.
Tater tots weren't bad, but I remember I had to go back to like middle school. They used to have the burgers that came and they were like the bread was on one side and the cheese and the bun were on the other side and you folded them over. And then they had the french fries in the little plastic bag with the holes in it. But that was it. The pizza sucked.
Bishop Girton High School was notorious for having unbelievable french fries at lunch.
Really?
Like, I don't know what they did, but they were outstanding.
I left every day for lunch and went and got a sub.
Oh, that's you were how, able to leave?
No, I just left.
Oh.
I mean, when you're Wiggy, you, no. Yeah, rules don't apply.
There was always, a, it was, believe me, it was at Eastie, there was always a door that was never locked.
At Rivers, we had caviar on Tuesdays.
Okay, not a laughing matter for the next one. I don't know if you guys were following this over the weekend, but really scary situation. A hostage situation at a synagogue ended with all hostages safe, thank God. This happened in North Texas. It was a 12-hour negotiation and standoff. Here is Michael Miller, the chief of police in Colleyville, Texas, giving the update of what happened.
We began to get information that a gunman had entered the synagogue and taken individuals hostage. The HRT, the hostage rescue team, breached the synagogue. They rescued the three hostages, and the subject is deceased.
Yeah, so I think it was really scary for a lot of people outside because they heard gunshot. You know, you don't know what's going on in there. But then everybody that was taken hostage released safely. Thank God for that.
There was an interesting note with that, that the Facebook finally stopped the live feed. The person who was holding those hostage was broadcasting all over the world. Which, to me, it's like the second that begins, they should shut that
right.
off.
Right.
Right, you would think.
But anyway, it's a great story that no one of those people were heard.
Yep. A new A&E documentary, it's called Secrets of Playboy, claim that Hugh Hefner himself cooked up a weekly dinner party that served as a jumping off point for sex parties.
Okay.
So he dubbed the traditional gathering Pig Night, and it started with two pimps bringing in carloads of prostitutes from Sunset Boulevard. This all comes from his former girlfriend, who is very strongly featured in this documentary, Sandra Theodore, and others who worked at the mansion. So every week, he would have this night where prostitutes would come in, and then, you know, who else
was there? Playboy mansion.
Why do you think Greg was making that huge batch of easy baked ziti the other night? I mean,
what was the thing they had there? The waterfall place that everybody
would go?
The grotto.
Yeah, it's the Playboy mansion. What you think?
I do. That was one of my favorite shows, and I was probably too young to be watching it, but what was it called? Girls Next Door? And it was all about his girlfriends and inside look into the Playboy mansion.
Yeah, yeah. They were getting that bag because wasn't he like 100 years old?
Yeah.
And they were still like, come on.
Well, and they've all written tell-all books since, and it's disgusting what he had them do.
Girl Next Door, good movie. Eliza Cuthbert.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that how you pronounce her name? I don't even know.
We'll go with it. I don't know how you pronounce her name, but yeah, I remember.
Have you ever been to the Playboy Mansion?
Man, have I ever?
That's a yes.
Whoa.
No.
Wow.
No,
I was thinking no, but I've always wanted to go there. I remember like during Super Bowls and All-Star weekends in L.A., they always had parties at the Playboy Mansion, and I always wanted to go, but no, I've never been to the Playboy Mansion.
We were in California, my parents and I, for a little trip, and all I wanted was to go by the Playboy Mansion.
What?
So my poor dad was like, oh, God, what have we done? And I was like, I have the address. I pulled the address offline. Can we please just drive by so I can take a photo outside? And we did it. I have this photo standing outside the gates of the Playboy Mansion, all excited.
Oh, man.
So, I wasn't a big fan of Playboy. I prefer it Hustler. You know, I prefer it Hustler.
What are the main distinctions between the two?
And it was like,
yeah, I dumped that. I don't know if you can say that.
Oh, you can't say that?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
So, and it was just like people would like tell stories of like things, encounters that they had. There'd be pictures of, you know,
Dale here.
But I like that element of Hustler.
Okay.
I felt like Playboy was a little bit too on the soft side.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
Can you not say that? Is that wrong to say that?
I just love the process.
I'm not taking chances. It's a holiday.
I just love the process of Wiggy seeking a more delicate term and then just saying F it.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a bad term. Like, you
well,
know
you know what it represents.
But it's also an animal.
Yeah, it's an animal.
Okay.
And they build like what
dams.
Else? They build dams,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, Dale just joined the Twitch.
Dale here.
Kanye West is releasing a new song, and it is called Easy. Now, there have been a little bit of a leak of lyrics. The video is really hard to pinpoint what is exactly being said because it's people listening to the song. But we're going to play a part of the song, and you yourself can figure out what he's saying.
I got love for the nannies, but real family is better. The cameras watch the kids, I stopped taking the credit. Not custodial dad, I bought the house next door. What you think the point of really being rich for? Send me from that crash, just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Who? So he is basically saying that he wants to beat Pete Davidson up. You can hear Kim Kardashian's voice in the background say who. He goes on to talk about his new girl, who is Julia Fox, who, in my opinion, is just a thirst monster extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. This girl wants to give an interview to every magazine about every date she's going on. They've been on like four dates.
Right.
And she's making it seem like, you know, the future is theirs.
Pete Davidson's grimy, though. He does need his ass whipped. That was, wasn't that like Kanye's boy?
They did all go to dinner together
happened. Hey, now you're like, that's
why?
Wrong.
She's a free woman. What's he doing?
Nah, come on, man. You don't get with your man's, like, lady.
Why? They were buds?
Yeah, they were like, there's pictures that I'm out, and Pete Davidson, like, had pictures of him going to dinner with them.
Yeah.
Like it seemed like that would... They were all friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. But we're going to have to take a break here, and we're going to get your thoughts all morning long. 617-779-7937. Do the Patriots need an overhaul or just some tweaks this offseason? Your call's coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Friends keep telling me to leave this. So let's get down to business. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night to get this. We've had a million.
All right. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody.
And Tiesto's birthday, Curtis.
Oh,
Tiesto
right.
is 53 today.
I was trying to say when that guy called about Greg, but I got a video sent to me of Greg by the pool with this song playing.
Mm.
But he can't post it? That's going to be driving him crazy.
Well, he didn't send it to me. So one of his friends sent it to me, but he's still locked out of the IG.
Still locked out of IG, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, honest to God, that must have been the worst weekend of his life.
Yeah.
He's sitting there, and he can't, like, taunt Ken and I from a pool.
Right.
While having a spritzer with Bobes. But Wiggy this morning after the brutal loss by the Patriots Saturday night in Buffalo says that the organization needs a complete and total overhaul.
Yeah.
What does that look like to you, Jermaine?
That looks like you move on from the guys that clearly I think you made mistakes with. That could be potentially be Nelson Aguilar and Jonnu Smith. You need your defense is going to look completely different. I don't know if you got what's going to happen with J.C. Jackson, but your whole linebacking core is going to be all new except for Matthew Judon. Seeing guys that you might not have seen. The only guys I think you're going to look and go, okay, Kyle Duggar, Phillips, does McCourty come back? It's time for a complete, your offensive line is going to need an overhaul. Everything about this football team, in my opinion, as far as, you know, you're going to need an overhaul at pretty much every position. Would you agree?
But Wiggy, you said going into the weekend, they were going to win. Mac was going to lead them to a win at the end.
Yeah.
So one game has turned you from they're going to beat the Bills on the road in the postseason to that's it, complete
overhaul.
It's
not one game. It's technically four games.
Did that game not do that for you, Ken, Saturday night?
Defensively, they need some tweaks. I would agree.
More than tweaks.
I mean, this has been a different team since the bye week.
Yeah, so it's not one game. It's the last 5 weeks. Well, take out the Jacksonville game. But your last 5 weeks of the season, the four games that you played in, you don't look like you're on par with those teams.
Well, they were missing Jonathan Jones and Jalen Mills. Whatever you think about those two guys, they're missing two of their top three corners. What if we find out Judon has broken ribs? He certainly alluded to that.
Okay. If there's some injury that we don't know about Judon, then you could, but that's one guy though. What do you then talk about, whether it's Kyle Van Noy?
They were the number two scoring defense in the league. How does that happen and all of a sudden it's a fluke?
Ken, did they make a single critical stop in the last 5 weeks of the season? Whether it was the Dolphins, whether it was yesterday, whether it was against the Colts?
No, but again, that was without most of their team. I mean, Judon.
Most of their team? Jalen Mills, who we all thought sucked in the Cowboys game when he was on the field. You really think that's a huge absence? I mean, listen, they overachieved this year given the talent that they have, and I think Bill, you know, despite the end of the year, had a pretty good season. But you can't look at that defense and give me scoring defense statistics. What do your eyes tell you? I mean, that is an entire two-game span against a division rival without a single punt. That's never been done in the history of the game.
But was Judon hurt?
No, why is he not?
He has to have been.
He has to have been. Or Greg Bedard, after the game, I heard this yesterday, was speculating that, you know, the Titans were really seemingly okay with Jonnu Smith leaving, and the Ravens with John Harbaugh were pretty okay with Matt Judon coming here. So what does that tell you? Do they know something that we didn't? Two talented guys that maybe weren't as reliable.
What's the future like for Hightower, for Van Noy? McCourty, you don't think is retiring? Or
I don't think Devin's there. I think Devin could still play. But those other guys, I think they're role players at best, right? They're not guys that should be starting. And at least, you know, when you think about Hightower, there's something going on with his health. It could be his knee. Maybe he's at that point where he's not an every down player. I think when you look at Van Noy is a situational player, right? You bring him in certain situations, whether it's a rusted passer, or maybe if you got a guy like Van Noy, things might maybe become a little bit easier if you have stud linebackers around him playing, and now he doesn't have to carry a lot of the burden. But I think the thing of this team, and Ken, you brought up the point aspect of it. Do we now maybe, and Lou had been preaching this for a minute, and is it really about their opponents? They did have the sixth easiest schedule in the NFL, and then when they got the Tennessee Titans, they got the Titans without Derrick Henry. When they got the Cleveland Browns, they got the Cleveland Browns without Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Do you look at maybe the schedule and when they went on that seven-game win streak, is it just they got the perfect teams, the Panthers, the Falcons? You get a Chargers team that you have their number and you're getting them earlier in the year. You get the Jets.
No, we have to get to a break here because of Boomer coming up at 8. But I do think that you are – that's going way too far the other way because the NFL was wide open this year. Mm-hmm. The Patriots in those games were scoring on defense, special teams, and offense. They were an incredibly well-balanced team that just seemed to fall apart for any number of reasons. We will check and ask the great Boomer Esiason as to why he thinks the Patriots season ended prematurely next.
This is Patriots Monday on WEEI.
Coming up next, Homer Esiason joins the gang as he breaks down a Patriots disaster in Buffalo.
Patriots Monday continues after this on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.